Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. That would be really nice, wouldn't it? Seriously, you just be up on this stuff. Get informed, get engaged, take a look. And I mean that. I don't want to beat on you. If you're going to be around Southern California tomorrow being Saturday, and you're down in the Anaheim area, the Health and Freedom Conferences have taken place all over the country. Clay Clark's group is, they're calling it the Reawakening of America Tour. Almost like a tent revival, if you would. I don't know. Do we need that? Do we need a wake-up call? Maybe we just need a wake-up call, really. Get on it. If you haven't been involved or paid attention anyway, if you want to be down there, it's all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. And all you have to do is just tweet, Reawaken America Tour. It'll pop right up on your screen through Google. I don't think they've figured out what it is yet, so they're not blocking you as of yet. Now, Mike Lindell's going to be there. General Michael Flynn will be there, and so will Pastor Mark Burns. If you've been paying attention, Mark Burns has been out and about. I mean, just really a good man of God, on top of this stuff, and understanding the importance of getting the message out to the evangelical. Sam Sorbo will be there as well. She's been a guest on the show plenty of times. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, let me know what you think. 855-732-5563. And again, you don't get till tomorrow. Do you guys remember when stupid little things that we kind of forgotten about? Right? Bill, Hillary, Chelsea. Do you guys remember the commotion with the foundation over the Haitian money that disappeared? And it did disappear. They got hundreds of millions of dollars in donations during the Haitian earthquakes. Well, there have been several of them. A lot of the money was given to the foundation so they could go rebuild Haiti. And the Haitians were just, I mean, truly disgusted and fed up because they're not seeing the money. Or they didn't see the money. It's been a long time. And for years, I don't know, if somebody could find the story, it would be great to send it to me. But they're still protesting around the Clinton Foundation building. They want a true audit done. I don't blame them. I would want one too, right? You know, I'm going through some of these stories. You know, remember this, what I do in this segment is I go through some of the stories that we've talked about in the past that we're trying to close up, trying to find a way to close them out, right? You know, you got right now, you've got New York City. You notice how you haven't heard much about the election they just had? Because they're embarrassed. They don't know what to do. You know, in New York City, they couldn't count the ballots. They got a problem. Right? They want to know why we question the results of races across the country. And they can't do something as simple, keep track of something as simple, right, as a city race. I don't care how big it is. It's a lot easier than going down the whole federal list, is it not? I mean, come on, people. This isn't brain surgery. This is pretty easy stuff. Again, like I said, the craziness never stops. We have to lock onto one of the things and keep pushing back behind it, and never stop. Right? You know, we talked about the Chick-fil-A campus earlier this week, or Chick-fil-A being brought on campus. We usually somewhat lose these, but we didn't. In this case, we didn't. Lindsey Graham said that, you know, there was a big win after Notre Dame announced on-campus Chick-fil-A's, despite pushback from the loons on the left. They got student and staff to sign these petitions. Didn't work, though. Right, and glad to hear that Notre Dame is... Look, Notre Dame is, for all intents and purposes, supposed to be a Christian school. Right? Why would they throw Chick-fil-A out? Why would they refuse to have Chick-fil-A on? When are these schools going to start standing up for what they believe? Really? So, when you think about this, and your kids go to a Catholic or a Christian school, Christian college, high school, whatever, teach them how to push back against this. No, really, teach them how to push back about this. Otherwise, they're never going to learn how to win. They're never going to learn how to deal with adversity and push through and win. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Really, we've got to start raising up an army of warriors. And I'm not talking about blood and guts. But we need to raise up an army of true warriors. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far with the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. See the show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website. Do a couple things for me, will you? If you don't want to sign up for the email blast, then just go for the text alerts. And those are really simple. Simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. And I'll tell you what, if you've already signed up for the other one, it's okay. We're still using that one. Not going to go away anytime soon. So you can sign up for the email blast and or show up there, hit the donate button, give up a cup of coffee, and give me the money. And some of you, I know, you go to the $5 coffee joint, so don't play me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to, again, have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, making comment, whether it's by email or whatever. I don't care. Always love to know what you're thinking once you get up. All right. talking about Notre Dame, you know, having a spine. I mean, a Christian school who was not originally going to have a spine with Chick-fil-A or allowing Chick-fil-A on campus. A Christian-based food company. And, you know, fast food joint. Their beef, the students' beef. Remember, I did this story the other day. The students' beef about this was they're not LGBTQ, ABCDEFG friendly. Well, that's too bad. Not everything is LGBTQ, ABCDEFG friendly. They don't refuse to serve gays and lesbians. They don't refuse to hire gay or lesbians. It's just that the owners of the company have a traditional view of marriage. A traditional, pretty much a traditional view of everything, not just marriage. His message comes after he said he'd go to war for Chick-fil-A in response to some students and faculty at Notre Dame Catholic University. I mean, really that easy. Senator, that's Lindsey Graham, by the way. He expressed outrage over the prospect of fast food chain opening on campuses due to its past donations to Christian groups. The group that they hated the most, or the two groups they hate the most, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. Oh, my God. Who wanted, you know, the Salvation Army, right? Why would you want to support an organization that helps the poor? Why would you do that? That's just crazy. Come on, think about what they're saying. And the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? You have all kinds of groups, athletic groups. What's the problem with this one? What was your beef with this one? Why didn't they want the Christian athletes to come together? Again, when we come together, when we truly come together, we are a force to reckon with. They don't like that. They don't like us getting tight. They don't like us being together like that. Right? And again, the owner has made, you know, many donations to Christian groups. Right? They do a lot of, they actually give a lot of money to, you know, homelessness causes, hunger, education, that kind of thing. Now, it's trying to open up restaurants in New York, which meeting resistance. Because they're getting allegations from Democrats or Democrat state legislators that the company made. Now, see how they spin stuff? The company made anti-LGBTQ donations. Why? Because they made donations to pro-marriage company organizations. Right? They made donations to pro-Christian organizations. And I'll tell you what, you know, truly, if you would learn to understand why they do what they do, most Christian or Christian businessmen understand and realize and believe that the money is God's money, not theirs. Right? They're in partnership with God. They're allowed to run the company. Now, it's all God's, but he lets you keep 90% of it. You tie 10% of it. And you're supposed to offer that. You're supposed to offer some money up to organizations that are doing good things. Right? Or help out where you can. They just don't get it. I mean, there's no God in and around them. They don't get it. All right, I don't know who this person is. I mean, somebody said it to me, but when I read it, I went, okay, I got it. So Jamila Jamil. JJ for short, I'm sure. I'm sure there's some kind of name behind it. Confirms action-packed role in Marvel's She-Hulk. Why do they do this? And I'm not saying it because I'm a male. Why do they have to ruin everything? What they do is, it's not like they go, oh, wow, you know what? That character was a this. Can you imagine as a woman? No. What they do is they go out, they look at every hit movie, they go, you know, why is that just men? Let's make it with Ghostbusters. They made a female version that crashed and burned, and then they blamed the, you know, the white male population because we didn't want to give in. We're so misogynistic, we didn't want to give in to the females. No. My understanding from people who actually saw it, it was a lousy movie. I don't know for sure. I'm not a movie critic. I didn't see it. Jamel Jamil is officially joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The 35-year-old actress shared her first TikTok on Friday, took the opportunity to confirm that she'll be appearing in the upcoming Disney television show, She-Hulk. I can't believe I get to say this, but retext written over the video said, hey, the eye of the tiger. I don't even know what that means. I'm not in it with these people. Now, she was... The TikTok, well, now here we go with TikTok, right? Now everybody's going to be on it again. Joey B. set it loose. Right? They were choreographing a fight. Everybody got all excited. Choreographing a fight. They really weren't hitting each other. They were all excited because a female is going to play the Hulk. So what? No, really. Matter of fact, I got a challenge for some of you. Hardcore lefties in Hollywood. Come up with an original movie. What do you think? Come up with an original thought, an original plot line, an original movie. Instead of taking a movie that was a hit, that it did well, and now all of a sudden they think that if they put a female in there, it's going to get better, or it's going to make a statement, or going to make whatever. I don't even know what it's going to make. It doesn't fix it. Just turning everything into a female version of doesn't fix everything. Doesn't make you equal. And just because you give it to it first, also. Come on, think about it. Right? Doesn't fix it. A lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, I know, I can't. Really, seriously. Talk about the Hunter Biden probe. Hopefully it's a real probe. Hopefully it'll really happen this time. I am Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The flood of illegal immigrants who have been caught at the southern border is passing the 1 million mark for the fiscal year. That's according to new numbers out Friday from Customs and Border Protection. In June, agents caught nearly 189,000 illegal immigrants who were sneaking across the border. That's a 5% increase month to month. Encounters with unaccompanied children are up 8% this month, and the number of families who have been caught is up 25%. President Biden is slamming social media companies for allowing the spread of what he believes is misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. The president telling reporters on his way to Camp David,
"They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855, 732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being involved, being engaged. I want to get to the story, and then I think we ought to hit on some of the school stuff again. The education, you've got to stay on it, because you got to watch your schools and watch what they're doing. A lot of nasties coming up. So Jim Jordan sounded off on Hunter Biden's probe. He made a comment hoping that there's a real investigation. Wouldn't it be nice if it was a real investigation? If the Department of Justice actually went out of their way to make sure that they looked into everything, because now there's rumors out there, based on some of the Freedom of Information Act information they've gathered, is that the DOJ had enough on Hunter Biden to go ahead and start investigating him last year. Remember, that was all a hoax. Remember, it was all something that the right started to get the heat off of President Trump, and now we're finding out, no, it was true. There was a lot of stuff there that the FBI chose not to look into right now. So Ohio question, Jim Jordan, he questions the shaky Hunter Biden investigation and why nothing happened, even when eyewitnesses came forward. Jim said that, I quote, "Well, I mean, we'll have to see. Who knows? We've been disappointed in actions from the Department of Justice. Frankly, we've been waiting for the Dunham report now for over a year. It ain't going to come out. We'll have to wait and see, but the couple of this information... Listen, I know I'm going to go take a side note here. Think about all the things that Trump asked for and couldn't get, that they wouldn't do. Right, and now General Milley's coming out and basically saying that Trump was staging a coup. I mean, that's what he's hinting at, and they're working it to try to make sure that he doesn't run again. They want to make sure they want to see whatever charges they get to stick on him to make sure he can't run again. We can't let them get away with that, and that's just because it's Trump. Because if they do it to him, they'll be able to do it to anybody. We don't want that. He goes on to say, well, we'll have to wait and see, but a couple of this information, what we already know. We had an eyewitness news testimony last fall in Tony Bobulinski. We had actual documents. Joe Biden linking Joe Biden to Hunter Biden's business dealings. We had all the information we needed. Right? A lot of members of the press who knew the investigation was going on. And now we learn that the U.S. attorney involved in the investigation was ready to issue subpoenas, ready to issue warrants, and didn't do it. Why was that? Why would he do something like that? It tells us a lot. Right? It goes back to, you know, to the great monologue earlier in the hearing. How big tech colluded with Democrats to try to keep information. Think of all the things that were squelched against the Democrats. Information that wasn't allowed to come out. That's why when Donald Trump said the press was our enemy, they were public enemy number one, he wasn't kidding. And he wasn't saying it as a political term. The press was deciding what we saw and what we didn't see. What we heard about, what we didn't hear about. They didn't care what was true or not true, what was best for the country. They only wanted to make sure that Donald Trump did not get back in. All the stuff they reported on, didn't report on over the years, that Donald Trump was in office, right? Quite irritating. Just saying. And he was, like I said, he was 100% right on. Now you're seeing it start to bubble to the top. Now you're hearing more and more about it. So if they're so transparent, they're so open, they want America to know so much, or our citizens to know so much about what's going on, what happened? Seriously. They had that laptop long enough to pull everything off and take a look at it and know what was on there. Doesn't take brain surgery. But they don't want the information out. They don't want to be transparent. They don't want you to know what's happening. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Yeah, you heard earlier, you heard the little clip. What do you think about this? Joe Biden is screaming that they're killing people. Well, who are they? Guess who they is? It's us. He's blaming us for killing people. The unvaccinated. There's no direct correlation between unvaccinated people and the new cases that are coming about, across. You know, they're talking about locking down L.A. again. This whole mass craziness. Come on, think about this. Fauci went from no masks at all. We're not going to need them. We're not going to be walking around with masks on. Well, you'll need them sometimes. Right? Then you'll need them, and then I went to, we need them all the time. Then maybe two masks are better than one. Then we need to be 10 feet apart or 6 feet apart, somewhere in between, depending on where you're at. 6 feet. Then 3 feet recently. And then up till, I think it was Monday, they were telling 0 feet. No, as long as you get a mask on, you're fine. You can be right up next to each other. And then now, out of nowhere, the Delta variant is killing us. We have 1,000 people a day going into the hospital with Corona 19, the Delta variant. Well, you just told us today we had nobody in there. How can we have 1,000 a day? Did we have 1,000 for one day? In a community of 10 million? Why are you waiting so long to sound that alarm? Oh, just nuts. Anyway. Back at it. So when you talk about the misinformation, who decides what's misinformation? If the government gets to control all the speech, we're going to have an issue. And Joe couldn't even answer the question when he was asked to come back by a reporter. What do you mean by this? What do you mean by that? He got so flustered at one point, he just said, they're killing people. Basically, the unvaccinated people are out there killing people. But again, I say to you, how many of these 1,000 people a day that are being that are testing positive for coronavirus are actually hospitalized? Of those ones that are hospitalized, which ones are dying? How many of them are dying? I say none. I don't know. Maybe not none. But I don't want to do it on a daily basis. Maybe one a week. Maybe five a week. I don't know. And you're going to say, well, it's pretty cold. What if it was your family member? I didn't say anything about that. But you can't write on the fact that, again, to the 1,000 people who were tested positive for coronavirus with no symptoms, get rid of it a couple of days, and you're going to sit there and tell me how nasty we are, and this isn't going to work. And they're not dying. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You are listening to the Joe Mussina Show on the Genesis Communication Network, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, that you're involved with us, that you're engaged. And I want you to be part of this, part of the conversation, because if I can get you to become part of the station, if I can get you to engage in the conversation, we will win. Because you'll know how to respond to these people. You know, and you got to know how to respond to them with the truth. Please don't make it up. You know, recently, and I give you, if I may even give away one of these books. At the Biblical Citizenship class, I went through really, I wasn't attacked, but it was one of those things like they were gnawing at you. Two or three people came at me and kept saying, "You don't understand, our founding fathers were Masons." Okay. Where'd you get that? And every one of them had a different place they got it, where they got it, what they felt was truth or not truth. They had been in several books that told them the same thing. So I had to do my own research. I found the book that actually lays it out in plain, simple English. Only 9 of our fathers actually were Masons. And almost every one of them left that Mason group after they found out how far left they, well, how far away from the Bible they had gone. And there's no denying it. You can look it up. It's historic. That's why I say you got to get informed to move forward. You have to have a clue as to what the truth is. You're listening to the Joe Mussina Show. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job?
going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Believing you are too. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So you can head up to the website, name of that will change here shortly too, but you can find it at therealside.com. And you want to go up there, you know, read the stories, donate, go to the take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. Helps me understand and know what you want to hear, what you want to see. Really? All right. Anyhow, where was I? No, there's a whole bunch of stories I want to get to. You know, obviously finish up, getting to put a bow on the Hunter Biden story. We've known for a long time they had the information, they had the laptop, they had subpoenas ready to go. Gee, why do you think they stopped it? This is why it's hard to believe the FBI anymore. No, really, think about it. Once one of the most pristine law enforcement, one of the most powerful law enforcement agencies on the planet, now is just, well, I don't want to speak to the rank and file, but at the top level, it's a nightmare. It's not cool. I have a cousin that just retired from there. Well, family member, like a cousin 3 times removed. He taught at Quantico. And he was telling me what the morale was like, what it was like there, and how they felt that they were being treated. And they did not like being politicized anymore. You guys remember when they went to interview Hillary Clinton, Does anybody remember that they had, it was simple? They were there for 3 hours. They couldn't take notes. And she wouldn't. They had to sign non-disclosures. She didn't have to sign anything. What do you think of that? So, at least people know they're paying attention. The information is somewhat out there. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about this. Let them know what's going on and what's happening. Why? I don't know. Everything. Prices on gas are where they're at. I mean, pretty much everything that, Trump had under control, to a very large degree, is now out of control. And yet somehow it's his fault. They blame pretty much everything on him. And something, you know, it's coming back now to bite them. Nothing new. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Dr. Robert Jeffers made a statement that evangelicalism is alive and well. And you know what? As he says, the movement's not going to die anytime soon. And I agree with him. Because true evangelicals, true believers in God, are not going to give up. They're going to keep fighting, pushing forward. You know, well, when you hear left-wing media, you know, they do this for the Republicans all the time, too. Well, the Republicans are done, it's over. They screwed up again, and they won't be back next time. What's it going to be? You know, I've been hearing this since I've been paying attention. Now, they're basically saying the same thing with Christianity. You know, we don't need it. The government's got us handled. You know, there's no reason for it. It's dying off. The numbers are dying like crazy. I wouldn't believe anything they said. I want to see proof. Real proof. Not theirs. Real proof. Mark Twain famously had an out-of-body experience one day. He picked up the newspaper and he began reading about his death. Now, there was a mix-up in the newspaper, mistakenly believed that Twain had died. He contacted New York Journal to clear things up, writing, "The report of my death has been greatly exaggerated." You know, really, when you read the Washington Post with the sensational headline, "The Rapid Decline of White Evangelical America," we gone. Come on, some of you other guys out there, I know some of you guys in the chat room. If you're a white evangelical, you're done. Right? And, you know, fewer and fewer Americans are identifying themselves as evangelicals. I don't believe that they're not. I believe they're cowardly Christians. That's what I believe. I believe they won't admit to it because they don't want to start a fight. They won't admit to it because they don't want to put up with the heat. Why not? If you're a Christian, your Savior put up with a lot of heat for you. So why wouldn't you? Why are you embarrassed to be a Christian? And don't give me that stuff. You see what other Christians are doing? Don't pay attention to what other Christians are doing. It's none of your business. If they want to be fools, let them be fools. It's up to them. Really? Evangelical Protestants make up 25% of the U.S. Population, which represents about 84 million people. Now, that's evangelical Protestants. I don't know why I didn't go deeper into this. Not everybody's evangelical. Evangelicals still represent the largest religious group in America, so we shouldn't overreact to some of these trends. You know, and again, there's a fundamental question here. What does that mean to be an evangelical? Does anybody know? Can anybody answer that question? Do evangelicals even know what that means? Seriously, come on. In the media, white evangelical has become a code word for a Republican. At least that's what they say to the left. Well, you ever notice that? Patriotism is a Republican thing. The 4th of July parade, it's a Republican thing. Never stops with them. In the media, white evangelical has become a code word, like I said, for Republican. But the decision to be evangelical and the decision to be Republican have very little in common. Come on, they get through. Evangelicals tend to vote Republican because of the party's pro-life and pro-traditional marriage stance. It's what I've said to you guys before in the past. You little trollers on the left that listen to the show. If you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic, you're a Christian. Would you join a club? Would you give your money to a club that denounced your God, believed in abortion, believed in gay marriage, wouldn't let you pray in the place, wouldn't let you bring your Bible to the place if you want to just come in and sit and read? How could you belong to a club like that? One that wants to divide you and tell you how different you are. When your Bible tells you we're not different, we're all the same. We're all of the same blood. Isn't that funny that those racist Christians have a Bible that tells them point blank we're all of one blood? All of one race? And they weren't just talking about the white race, because that's what they'll do. They'll twist it. You know, it's also true that the majority of Republicans eat breakfast. Right? So what does that mean? Evangelicals are defined by bedrock theological convictions. Go back well over 2,000 years. Documented in the Bible. The essential convictions involve beliefs such as the inspiration of the Bible. We all believe that Bible is God-breathed. God is the one that decided what words were going to go in there, what order they were going to go into, how the books went in. Right? And it doesn't stop there. The Bible also teaches about the exclusivity of Jesus Christ for salvation. The necessity of personal conversion and a Christian's responsibility. We're not called to stand on the street corner. I mean, I wasn't. For the most part, it's a special calling. And start screaming out Scripture. My God is a God of order. He does everything decent and in order. So think it through. My job may not be to scream in the corner. This might be my job. This is my corner. This is where I get to scream. But unfortunately, politics has become really, really the filter for everything these days, including religion. Really, you listen to people talk. You listen to them talk about what their political beliefs are, what their social beliefs are. I wish they had the same passion and conviction with their Christian beliefs. Sorry, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. And if the feelings are hurt, maybe there's someplace else you need to go. I don't know. But unfortunately, politics have become, like I said, the filter for everything these days, including religion. They distort reality. Too often the media seriously mischaracterizes and misunderstands evangelicals. The true gospel of Jesus Christ has nothing to do with political conflicts. There was a time when Republicans and Democrats did not exist. And frankly, there will become a time again when they don't exist. And God doesn't check off your Republican or Democrat card when it's time to decide whether you get in or not. Democrats, listen, when you reach perfection, you Republican Christian conservatives, let me know and send me the reason why. So don't look other than their actions. You cannot just simply say Democrats are not Christians. Can't do it. You can talk about the actions that lead you to doubt their Christianity. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Have a blessed rest of the day. Hope you can. Anyway, be safe. Do the right thing. I want you back here with me next week. You've been listening to The Joe Mazzini Show. We'll be back next week.